fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Peter Carbonaro. Now, I don't really know you very well, but I see you all over the place. I mean, I literally, you know, your folks must have to put pins in a map. Where is he? What's he doing? You've been X Factor, you've been Eurovision. 10 minutes ago, you were in Stockholm, then you were... I'm very active on
social media, yeah. So that's why I probably, you know, because I love sharing my experiences and my travels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been in the entertainment industry practically all my life. I started mm-hmm. working at Mistra Village as
okay.
an animator
oh,
back
cool.
in the day. And then I became a chief animator and a choreographer because we used to put on shows for the tourists. That's how it started. And through that, then we got into television because we used to do like the Sunday afternoon entertainment shows. And I used to be in charge of the games. I was like around 19, 20.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I started. Then, you know, one thing leads to another. And the most recent one was X Factor, where I did 2 seasons. I was a stylist mm-hmm. for the live shows for all the singers.
So dressing every
everything.
Single artist.
Yes, and so you have to see the makeup, accessories,
uh-huh.
everything, you know, hair, according to what they're performing, according to
uh-huh.
their looks and their persona. So that was my recent experience when it comes to work. And before that, I've been like to Eurovision many times, both as a artist manager, so mm-hmm. as a manager for the artist, and both recently I was like styling the music video. So I styled
okay.
Chameleon
uh-huh.
for Michaela,
uh-huh.
Gianluca
Lovely.
Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Glenn One Life, Kurt, This Is the Night. So, and then the other times where I wasn't part of the delegation, I was producing a show, like what is happening in the streets, what's happening in the Eurovision.
Uh-huh.
So always related to music, because I love the music, entertainment, anything that's to do with entertainment, whether it's theater, film, television, fashion, I love it. I just feel
that,
at uh-huh. home.
But is it quite hard work? Because obviously the people you work with have different styles, not just in terms of music, but what they would look good in, what they wouldn't look good in, the audience they're appealing to. So that's something you have to stay on top of, all of those trends.
I am very active on social media as well, because I check what's happening around
mm-hmm.
me, even like with young people, because obviously X Factor, you have singers from 16 to 40, 45, so you have to be in touch with
uh-huh.
all the world kind of thing, as well even music. You know, I listen to the radio a lot, and to keep, you know, in contact of what's happening in the music world, in the fashion world, because things, especially nowadays, they change constantly.
So fast,
and
yeah.
you don't, I mean, it's not like to copy, but, you know, to get inspiration, to get the energy of what's happening
uh-huh.
out there. And then you, obviously, the singers, they come with their own ideas, they come with their own, like, that doesn't suit me, that suits me, and then sometimes I try to tell them, listen, and you might think that does not suit you, let's try it.
Uh-huh.
And see how do, and then sometimes they do give in, and like they trust you, and they'll be very happy with the ending result.
And
so.
That's it, because you actually change your style very often, because every time I do
yes,
see you,
I do.
Yeah, you look completely different.
I like a lot to dress up. So when I have a costume themed party, I had one yesterday actually.
Uh-huh.
It was a jungle theme. I love
what
it.
What did you guess?
I love it. I. Kind of a tribal,
uh-huh.
tribal, like a part of a tribe in the jungle. And then my last touch, which everyone loved, I put a very big leaf behind
okay.
me. So I walked in with this like
all
animal print giant uh-huh. costume. And with just, but I believe that if someone's going to organize a themed event, if you go with nothing, I think it's disrespectful. So I really like to make an effort.
Absolutely.
Because you contribute. You know, to the uh-huh. party. Plus, it's part of my nature to dress up and come up with stupid fun things.
But is this stuff that you just kind of have in your wardrobe, or do you make stuff?
Actually,
or do you...
I wasn't planning to go to this party because it was on a Sunday, and I was like, you know, then I have work. Mm-hmm. So I said, maybe not. But then on a day before, I was looking in my wardrobe because I have a costume room. So one of the, my bedrooms, it's called the costume room.
Oh, I'm coming to play.
Yes. And I have a sign as well on the door, costume uh-huh. room. And basically, I have all my stuff. And I am a kind of person that I don't really throw away stuff mm-hmm. because I say I can rework them into something else. So if I have a piece of material and they have some bits and pieces mm-hmm. lying around, I don't throw them away. So this is a case. I had like this material. So I had styled a jacket for a photo shoot. It was in the desert in Israel. And we had lots of material left. So and it really goes with the theme. So I came up with these like It worked. It worked. And I love doing that.
Playtime. Yeah. But no, it keeps me entertained. Fun. No, and it keeps us entertained. Thank you. But I've got to tell you, I do have a bone to pick with you because the first song on your musical memories line, which is Dirty Cash by Stevie V, I haven't stopped singing since I saw it. And I want to do the dance as well, but I'm just not energetic enough.
It has such a good bass line. Such a good bass line that I love.
Where did that take you when you...
Years ago, I think I was around maybe 16, 17. It was my first days, like, feeling cool and mm-hmm. going out to a club. I remember that day, those days, there's a club called Axis.
Oh, yes.
Which was like the top club, very difficult to get in with the code. It was quite mm-hmm. an experience. And that song reminds me of that era. And as well, another era, because in summer we used to go to like a summer house. Mm-hmm. And we used to go to a beach party every Wednesday. It was like the big thing.
Uh-huh,
every Wednesday, the beach party. And they used to play it a lot as well. It reminds me of my summer childhood.
Your teenage years. Your first summer. Those are... Yes. Ingrained in our memories, aren't they? It's funny how we still hanker back to those.
And so, music takes you back immediately.
In a nanosecond.
Those days, I close my eyes and I still see myself
there. I have to stop and I'm literally jumping.
And you know what? It's still today, if you listen to that song today, mm-hmm. it's still, it could have come out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's still relevant, you know, which I love.
So we're gonna play Dirty Cash for you, and I don't think that's something I ever thought was gonna happen on Campus FM.
Doesn't matter, women are bad. Anyone who gives a hand, catch money, of that green.
Now this one, George Michael, gorgeous. You know, I still can't believe it. But
yeah.
George Michael, One More Try. An interesting, interesting song choice.
Yes, One More Try, it's twofold.
Mm-hmm.
So one is because I love George Michael, mm-hmm. obviously, and it reminds me of a reality show I had produced in Sicily. Basically, we take 10 people on a road trip.
Okay.
And it was like the closing song when the credits come up.
Okay.
I had chosen that song because it really goes with the, we had like a Land Rover driving and like beautiful scenery in Sicily, mm-hmm. and the credits coming up, and that was that song. So, and it was a very special program to me because it was like something I produced from A to Z.
Uh-huh.
I chose the contestants, editing and everything, you know, uh-huh. I did a lot of things, and that song reminds me of, it wasn't long, maybe like 5 years ago. And I, a few weeks ago, I was in a place called Pikes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically a hotel in Ibiza where
of
they...
Of course, the very, very famous
one.
They
where they filmed Club Tropicana, the,
yes,
the famous Wham! Music video back in the days. And so know, I love Wham! I love George Michael. So it reminds me of two different aspects.
I still remember the Wham! Cover where George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley were there with the dark red background. And it was just, you know, the two most beautiful men on the
amazing,
planet, sort of.
And this was very unfortunately how he had to pass away in such a young age.
Yeah.
I've recently as well watched a documentary about his life and about his concerts and tours and music, and some of his tracks are
just incredible.
Incredible, incredible. What an incredible artist.
Yeah. And apparently a really, really nice man. He was super generous, but completely under the radar.
Exactly,
did a lot for a lot of people, even though, you know, he'd be remembered for different things. But so many of his songs just,
there's so many good ones, so many good ones. Careless Whisper.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you didn't say that one. That one makes me cry. Nice.
That's like the one that everyone likes. This one is more special to me because I love the lyrics and I love the melody as well. So, but there are so many good ones.
No, it's true.
George Michael.
Any George Michael, but we're going to play One More Try.
I've had enough of danger. I think it's time.
Cada vez?
Cada vez, it means every time. And they say, cada vez que te veo, every time I see you. It's from a group called Salome de Bahia. It's very South American. I love Brazil a lot. And when I was young, I used to watch Rio de Janeiro Carnival and the Samba Drama. They used to say, when I grow up, I want to go there, but
when
I don't.
When you grow up.
Yes. I was like around like eight, oh, nine. Okay. I was very young. I used to have these colorful, beautiful costumes. And they said, if I go there, I want to be part of it, not like watching it. So I contacted a samba school called Beja Flor. And I asked them if we can rent costumes and be part of the parade, because it's something he can do.
Okay.
So I gathered nine friends of mine, booked the costumes, traveled to Rio. This was 2015. And basically, they deliver the costumes to wherever you're staying. And then you go to the Samba Dromo, you dress up with the full costume. They send you the song from before, so you can lip sync. So they're filming and lip syncing the song. There are no moves, really. And you go in the parade. And being there with all those floats, all those big feathers, costumes, people on each side with that music, because I love, love, love samba. The feeling is incredible, the kind of energy there is there. And to top it all up, because in Rio, Carnival is taken very seriously. It's like football for them.
Okay.
You know, it's football very Carnival serious. Is very serious, because there is like the Premier League, First Division, Second Division, it's very serious.
Okay.
So we were in the Premier League school, and if you win the Carnival, then next year, obviously, from First Division, you go to the, you know,
next level
it's
up.
Next level. And the school we participated with that year won Carnival.
Cool! So, so this is all down to your dancing, lip syncing, and amazing costumes.
Not really, not really.
So what were your costumes like? What?
The costume was. We had a very massive headdress, which like feathers. It was very tribal, actually. It was like a tribal jungle kind of look with a lot of colors based mainly on orange, yellow, and blue. But it was, you know how they are, the costumes are like from head to toe. So even like the part of the feet, that everything is like, you know, and we're nine people dressed exactly the same. Actually, the journey to Carnival quite interesting because with all these big costumes, on the train, on the train going to this carnival, I have some really funny pictures. Actually,
we're
on the train.
Share them with
big.
Us. Actually, be
I will.
Brilliant fun. Is it hot and heavy, or you sort of forget that stuff because you're away with the moment?
Thank God it wasn't raining, because in Rio it rains quite a lot because it's tropical. That day it wasn't raining because I couldn't imagine myself going. But they keep on going because we went to. They have like blockers. So basically there are street parties as well. So there are a lot of happening during Carnival. And once it was raining cats and dogs, but really raining. And they kept on going. Like for them, it's like a blessing. That's how they see it. So they keep on going and...
looking on the bright side.
Yes.
Well, you know, because if you have to live in that climate, you have to make the most of it, I suppose.
Exactly.
But that's something that now you've ticked off your bucket list. You will do again, won't do again, or it's just like, no, I've done that now.
I've done it, I won't do it again. I mean, it's fun and everything, but I like to try new things. It's quite exhausting because we waited for like 3 hours to start. Because there are other schools. So actually to start to go in the Samba Drama, we waited like around 3 hours in costume. But, you know, I was thinking in my head, I know what's coming, kind of, and I have to, you know, enjoy the moment.
But you can't sit down, I guess. You can't because you've got feathers coming out of everything.
We're removing some stuff and sitting down, having some water, but it was hot.
Going to the bathroom.
So, yes.
That must have been...
Yeah. True.
Just can't imagine.
So, yes, done it, tick the box, next.
Did you have lots of... You said photos, but have you got any video of you doing the dancing?
Of course, yes, of course. We have videos. I love videos. It's all documented. That's why I love social media, because now I go back and I look at the photos and the videos. And
see, I'm sort of glad that in my youth there wasn't social media. But
for some reasons, yes.
But then, so we're going to listen to Cada Vez.
Salome de Bahia.
There you go. the next one is legendary.
Oh my God, this is quite a...
This is quite a hardcore.
You heard it?
Yes, quite. I mean, I had to listen to it because I'm not as clubby and cool as you. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about legendary. What makes you remember?
So legendary is a very recent song. Mm-hmm. Basically, there is a TV show called Legendary.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically about voguing. It's a dance, kind of dance. It originates from the 80s in America, and they had like different houses. And this show is a reality show between the different houses.
Okay.
And there's every week there's a house that gets eliminated, and at the end there's a house that is the champion. And I love that style of music. It's full of energy, it's full of passion, and they really get into it.
Uh-huh.
And every school, they're like a family. It actually originates in the 80s, where there's actually a show called Pose about
yes,
it, but that's
okay.
a fictitious. This is like real. It originates from the 80s in the ballroom scene in New York. So basically, people who were like on the streets, or maybe their family rejected them for being gay or being transgender or whatever, they used to find a refugee in these houses.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of the family, there should be a mother of the house.
Uh-huh.
So it would be like a family.
Yeah,
it was such a nice thing.
And
then every week they used to go and dance. And every week there's a theme. So
So they get creating
actually,
costumes, this whole...
They call it category.
Okay.
So every week there's a category.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like based on it. And I really like this track because it reminds me of the story of these people who found a home through dance.
And it's a second chance sort of
yes.
thing. It's a second opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a bit like you were talking about the reality show you'd done in Sicily. It's that giving people an opportunity to
exactly.
shine, you know. And they may not have discovered it before.
Definitely. Some of them are quite shy, actually. They're, no, definitely not. But then they actually do it, and they say, oh, my God, I loved it. Thank God. It's like a bit of a push.
A bit of a push for them. So we'll play a very small clip of this one, because I think it's quite out there.
It's like overrating kind of song, yes.
But yeah,
just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. But we'll play a little bit of Legendary for you.
Is an icon or a statement? No, it's legendary. I'm so all I really wanna be. Is an icon or a statement? No, it's legendary. Roll it down with a feminine twist. Catwalk down, better switch your hips. Runway girls, are you that bitch? And don't you forget that dip. Hand performance, you are now. Duck walk and show them how you break it down. Serve it on the floor for me. What's your score, judges, please? I'm legendary, legendary. I'm legendary, legendary. I'm legendary, legendary. And I really wanna be. I'm legendary, legendary. I'm legendary, legendary. I'm legendary, legendary. But I really wanna be.
Now, Destinazione Paradiso. I mean,
Gianluca Grignani. My surname is Carbonaro, so it's in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Italy is in my blood. So I grew up listening to Italian music. My parents used to love watching Italian television, listening to Italian music. So I grew up with that. I mean, there are so many tracks. I mean, to choose ones was very hard, very difficult. But Gianluca Grignani is one of my favorites, and that particular song was part of Sanremo as well. But when we were young, we used to watch it every year. It was like a big thing. So I grew up listening to that. I like the lyrics. I like the melody. I love Italian music in general. I like Italian, not only music.
Fashion.
Food,
yeah,
you know,
so.
The history, the art. It's a beautiful country.
Have you actually been to Sanremo as well? Have you been to...
I planned to go. That's one box I haven't ticked, actually. I planned to go with a friend of mine, but it was the wrong timing because of X Factor. They do it in February, and we had the final. So, but it's like, definitely one of the box to tick because it's quite a big show.
Yeah.
with lots of entertainment and very good music. I mean, it changed from back in the day.
Yes.
Nowadays, it's so. You know, but it's still Sanremo. So.
But isn't it a shame that things did change? Because I like old movies as yeah. well and all of that stuff, but, all the classics.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be lovely to have something in Malta like, I don't know, somewhere beautiful like the Finisher or somewhere where you could go in and have that proper
yeah.
entertainment yeah. for the older people? I mean, I'm yeah. sorry, but everything yeah. here is for the kids.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And the people under 30, you know, yeah. and the rest of us have to make our own entertainment. And yeah. I think,
whereas you have to travel.
Yes, but
it's not always
possible. And also, this year has been
very odd.
But just, I think it's not fair that you hit sort of 40 and the options kind of stop for you. Everyone thinks your yeah. dancing feet have died.
The thing is, I agree with what you're saying, but sometimes I find that there are so many things that we don't know about.
Probably.
So, you know, sometimes I get to know a film festival or a play or anything like that, and it's like, oh my God, I had no idea this was going to happen. And it's like keeping in contact with everything, what's going to happen, and it's, you know, it's in my nature to always check what's happening. In fact, a few years ago, I used to live with like two friends of mine abroad, and they used to tell me, like, they used to message me or like let me know, like, what's happening this week, what's happening this week. They like rely
you're the
on
guide,
me
yeah.
to tell them of what's happening,
so
whether it's exhibition or play.
No,
you can
true, because people send you the PR, you know, for
yeah,
our
yeah,
magazines
yeah, yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
but you don't hear of everything.
Yeah, but we are very limited. We are limited for a certain age. When it, I mean, between 18 to 30, there's loads of things
yeah.
happening. But
over that, and I think not just for the locals, but you've got all the expat community, you've got
yes,
tourists coming in that
yeah.
might want to have a bit of a dance, but
yeah.
you might not want to go where
yeah.
your kids go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, give us a break. So I'm going to play this just because, just beautiful. So, Destinazione Paradiso.
Questo giro tondo d'anime. Chi si volta è perso e resta qua. Lo so per certo, amico, mi son voltato anch'io. Per raggiungerti ho dovuto correre. Ma più mi guardo in giro e vedo che c'è un mondo che va avanti anche se tu non ci sei più. Tu non ci sei più. E dimmi perché.
Oh, now I know. I know you're a big, huge, huge Madonna fan. Because I sort of
I had to include
had
it.
To see some of the on the socials. But Like a Prayer.
Basically, I've been a fan. We're very engaged, but in 1998 I had won a radio competition to go to the MTV Music Awards in Milan.
Oh.
And she was performing just one track. It was the first time I saw her live. And from then onwards I kept on going to every concert that happened. I go every year. I was very lucky because I was in Paris this year. It was like the last concert before they had to shut everything down because of COVID. And it was a theater concert this year. It wasn't like a stadium, usually it's a stadium, but with this last album where she wrote the songs and produced most of the album in Lisbon, because she moved there because of her son. Her son was playing football, and she moved there for that reason, and she fell in love with Portugal. And this concert was very theatrical, and it was beautiful. I was very lucky to actually watch the last one before everything shut down.
And she's rumored not to be doing this anymore. Is she going to be doing live, or is that just
I don't think so. I mean, she was she cancelled a lot of shows the last tour because she got injured. She had a knee injury.
But she's phenomenal.
She's 63. So
the movement she makes, I mean, I can't do it.
But I saw the difference this year from the before. She's, you know, she's slow. Usually she's, she used to outdance the dancers. Mm. Now she's, you know, she's more. But I think she'll do more like theatrical. But she's 63 and she's been going for 30 years.
Yes.
And I think she, I mean, a lot of legends unfortunately passed away. Freddie Mercury, Prince,
George Michael,
Michael Jackson. You know, she's one, I think, a living legend, really, from back in the day.
Hopefully it's going to be different for her with, you know, having other things to live for, you know, sort of.
I admire her as well because she managed to have a successful career. She's like a world artist, but then she's a mother of six. So, you know, she has four adopted kids from Malawi. And she has another two of her own. So
I remember her daughter her daughter's my my auntie's name. So
okay, she has help and everything like that. But still, she finds time to be with them, go horse riding, dance, cook, and she's like a normal mother.
And then still all that creativity is incredible.
Yes. She does a lot of charity as well, which I love. She builds schools in Malawi.
Okay.
So she's into that. And she's she was always very active for minorities and very pro till this very day, actually. Always. So she's an entertainer, but she has another.
A real mother.
Yes. Sort of, and like this is like a prayer. It's one of, I think it's iconic because when it came out, it was a big scandal about the music video and this and that. And as a track, and actually in the last concert, she performed it with a big gospel choir behind her.
That must have been amazing.
Yes, everyone stood up clapping. It's quite an iconic track.
I think it's a beautiful song.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Now this one, I don't think I know. Out of Touch?
Okay.
Because the Out of Touch this I know is Daryl Hall and John Oates, which is
it's a recent track as well, which I love.
So you literally, your music is from day one till now.
Yes. This one is actually I discovered through a television show, because actually what I do as well, when I like a song that I like, I want to make sure that's in my playlist.
Okay.
So this was one of them. I never heard it before. It has a nice beat. And it reminds me a lot of the lockdown, because I discovered it during the lockdown.
Okay.
And so I have actually a playlist. It's called Lockdown 2020. So all the songs I used to play, I was working from home. And this is one of them. I love it.
And how was lockdown for you? You kept busy, you had a chance to create, you just dress up and walk around your house? I mean, what was
actually, when lockdown started, this was my birthday, 17th March, so it was in the beginning when everything shut down. So it was me and one friend of mine, and I wanted to do something different. So I went live on Facebook, but like we set up the living room, I decorated it like a mini club, and my flatmate loves DJ. He's not a DJ, but he loves DJing. So he got like the turntables, and we went live for like an hour and a half with music songs that I like. And so my friends can celebrate with me through Facebook.
Your birthday. How cool is that?
I had to do something like that because I tried not to go crazy because, you know, sometimes at home you can, and I don't want to feel like I'm wasting time or watching too much television, stuff like that. So I try to keep myself entertained, but at the same time, I want to keep on working and doing stuff and inventing
and
new things.
I think for creative people, it was probably harder than people who are sedentary and used to being at home. Like me, I'm quite sick. I didn't feel much difference because I can stay home and make my stuff and, read and write, whatever. But if you're used to being quite social and quite, traveling and all of those things.
It's affected me that way. Even like not meeting friends and family. It's not easy.
Yeah. No, I'm, fingers crossed, touching wood, because we don't know by the time we record this what's going to happen tomorrow.
How was yours, Moni?
It sounds daft. I sort of missed the fabric store being open because, I was going to run out of fabric or get onto the difficult things. But the rest of it, I'm quite reclusive unless we are invited to things. So it was
another thing I didn't like is when you order something online, it was taking ages.
Long to come, instead of the 2 days.
Like, 2 months.
I need that zip. You don't understand.
Exactly.
That was quite... and some things were actually being sent back because parcels were damaged or they were taking too long.
Yeah,
and you're getting exciting waiting for your new book to arrive, and but no, touch wood, it's over now. So that was Out of Touch.
Through all, such a simple fact, it's true. It's harder when it's you. Try to find a solution. Running through my mind, see my reflection as someone I dislike. Watch myself try to drink it away. Turn the volume up, can't hear myself say.
I'm really, really surprised to see a bit of Michael Bublé. I had to read twice.
Really? Why?
Because I just didn't expect it from you. I don't know.
Well, Michael Bublé is very... I love the orchestra feel of his music.
Okay.
Which I love. I love live orchestra a lot. It gives me goosebumps. I love Michael Bublé in general, but that particular... song, which reminds me of a time in my life where I was living in Australia, in Sydney, and I loved it, obviously. I went there for 6 months, but I spent almost 2 years then because I loved Sydney. But I used to listen to that, the lyrics, you know, and it reminds me of Malta, my family, my friends. So I used to like listen on going like for a walk, and I used to listen that. It reminds me of that time when I was home. And I did travel quite a bit for longer periods, like 2 years, a year, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I always come back here.
Yeah.
And it's like the feeling. We're very limited in, like we were saying before, in a lot of things, and it's a small island. But the feeling that I get here, the energy in the air, I never felt anywhere else. So Malta will always be my home.
And that's it. And there's like a familiarity. There's, you know, you do live wherever you live. You live within 15 kilometers of where you live. So whether it's Malta and that takes us to the edge of the island, or whether it's in Sydney, you still have a generic.
Yeah.
You might go to other places for long weekends or whatever, but reality is your life is in a quite small place.
Yeah.
But we have so much talent. We've got people like you here pulling things off. I mean, it's got to be.
And Malta changed a lot.
Yes.
So even like, for example, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's Maltese, but he lives in Miami and hasn't been here for some time. So I'm like, the restaurants here.
Amazing.
The food, there are some incredible restaurants. And it's true. And even the location, like by the sea, we're quite lucky. And as well, we were talking about Gozo.
Ah.
I mean, Gozo was so special, so beautiful, yeah. So still raw. I hope it stays like that. So we have things.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the things when we go to Sicily, you know, because it's our back garden type of thing.
Yeah, of course.
And you go, but then the food does start to get repetitive. Yeah. But here we're so lucky that we have just about every country represented. That if you do want to do a little bit of travel, even when you can't, you can get that takeaway. You can go and pick up. Have dinner somewhere that can have anything from Thai to Argentinian to, and have those food memories that evoke travel just a little bit. But Michael Bublé, Home.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one in line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home.
Yeah, wish I didn't miss you. It is quite sad. I don't like thinking of you sad.
It's quite a melancholic melody, which I love in music as well. Basically, it reminds me of I was invited to the last, very last day of the closing of an iconic club called Space, Ibiza.
Okay.
And that was the very last track they played before it actually shut down. So the owner came on stage with Carl Cox, and it was the last track they ever played, and then it shut down. It was special to me. I haven't heard that song in ages, and when they played it, it was emotional, and so it still reminds me, it takes me back not so many years ago. I think it was 2016, so not that long ago, but it reminds me of that time, and it reminds me as well of traveling to Spain, which is one of my favorite countries.
But you go often as well, or you have?
Yes, I go to often to Spain. I have like friends living in Marbella, so I go and visit. I have friends living in Ibiza, friends living in Sitges, so I go and visit them, and you know, obviously make a holiday out of it. But I love Spain. I like the language. I love the music. I like flamenco and dance.
I love flamenco a lot. Yeah.
So that's another reason I
do. You dance at all yourself? I know you said you do samba, but is
no, I don't dance samba. I love samba.
Okay,
it's very difficult.
I try.
I try to do some moves, but it's very difficult.
You have to learn what
exactly. I cheat a bit. I love flamenco. I love tango. Doesn't necessarily. I know how to dance. I try. I used to go to a few lessons of flamenco when I was younger, but nothing like
men's
professional.
Men's flamenco is quite different, though.
Yes,
it's
very, yes, very different. So I like. Maybe I like this like Latin. The Latin sounds is. And actually, the song it has a bit of a beat,
which
reminds me a bit.
It's
a bit of a remix.
But it's you'd had a lot of time going to these clubs and whatever. So now, is this something you continue to do this year, next year?
It depends. I mean, this year in Ibiza, no, thank God, because I wanted a very quiet, chilled holiday. All the clubs are closed anyway. So it was very nice because we were very chilled, went to spas, nice restaurants, beaches, Formentera, which is an island very close by, which is beautiful. And Ibiza, there's so much to explore.
Without
it's
the clubs.
Definitely. It's a beautiful, beautiful island. so many nice places to visit. So this year it was one of them. So no, I do sometimes, but not as much as I used to. It has to be like a special occasion, maybe a birthday or a bachelor's, something like that.
And then you go and dance yourself.
The rest I prefer going to restaurants,
theater, and talking and seeing and
chatting.
But the clubs must also give you some influence for the costumes and things.
Most of the clubs I like mainly are the clubs that provide entertainment, so shows. Yeah. And
can we do that in Malta, please?
We do have. We do have.
Yes,
we do have.
You don't have to tell me about them, because I really want to. You know, not necessarily with feathers on, but I'd really.
I'm the creative director for one of them.
Like to get some older friends with other things to do.
And it's quite for an older crowd.
Yeah.
So I will let you know.
And we'd like the idea of that. So this one was Wish I Didn't Miss You, Angie Stone. One, Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross. Is this the same guy? Is this you? Somebody taken over Peter?
No? Yeah, as I said before, I love music, so I love different genres of music. This one, I've been listening to the song many, many years ago, but recently, maybe 8 years ago, I was in a sort of a music bar in Berlin, and there was a guy with the piano, and he played a different version of this. It was beautiful, and I kept on from there. And he reminded me of this track, and I kept on. It was one of my playlists, on my playlist, obviously, and it reminds me of that of the time. And I love. There are so many actually different remixes of the song as well throughout the years, and it always sounds. I mean, the melody and it's fantastic. I love it. But as I told you, I like different kinds of music, as you can see from the choice. It wasn't easy, Monique, to actually choose because there are so many. I said, what shall I choose? So I tried to, you know, choose different ones, and that reminds me of different parts of my life. But there are many.
Well, maybe I'll do a series two.
Exactly. And I'll be very happy to come back.
So it's been seriously interesting talking to you, Peter Carbonaro. Thank you for joining me on this week's Musical Memories. We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.